Report, 84-year-old woman shot handing out pro-life literature in Michigan. By Paul Bois on September 26, 2022. A man in Michigan allegedly shot an 84-year-old woman as she was handing out pro-life literature about an abortion ballot proposal. In a press release on Saturday, Right to Life Michigan said that the woman was shot in the back/shoulder while leaving a residence during a heated conversation, and that the man who shot her was not a part of her conversation. The shooting allegedly occurred last Tuesday. The victim does not know the identity or motive of her shooter. The victim is still recovering from her gunshot wound and wishes to remain anonymous while the criminal investigation proceeds, the release said. The case is being investigated by the Michigan State Police, who will forward the investigation's results to the Ionia County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. We have no more details to release at this time, it added. The woman had been canvassing against Proposal 3 in Lake Odessa, which would write a broad new right to reproductive freedom into the Michigan Constitution, invalidating a 1931 abortion ban and potentially other existing regulations, according to Bridge Michigan. Michigan State Police told Fox News that the woman had been previously passing out pamphlets before the heated discussion and subsequent gunshot. Police confirmed that she was shot in the shoulder and that she was released from the hospital following treatment. Her case remains open. We're glad the victim is recovering, and our volunteers will continue knocking doors on Proposal 3, Right to Life of Michigan official Chris Gass told Fox News. Though the exact motives of the shooter remain unknown at this time, the violent incident comes as pro-lifers and crisis pregnancy clinics have been repeatedly threatened with violence and subjected to acts of vandalism in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade this past June. As Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow profiled in his series Summer of Rage, the Joe Biden administration repeatedly ignored these threats and attacks. On June 25, 2022 alone, the day after Roe v. Wade was overturned, there were attacks on 8 churches, 8 pregnancy centers, and a government building. These attacks have generated minimal acknowledgement, much less a response, from the Biden administration and federal law enforcement, who steadfastly track and prosecute incidents targeting abortion providers. Radical pro-abortion activists like Ruth Sentus routinely trade in anti-Christian rhetoric. Jane's Revenge, which has claimed responsibility for a number of attacks nationwide, has repeatedly targeted church-affiliated pregnancy centers and churches. Ruth Sentus, which made headlines organizing protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, specifically targeted the 6 extremist Catholics on the Supreme Court. Though Justice Gorsuch was raised Catholic, he is thought to be a practicing Protestant. The group encouraged followers outside of the Washington, D.C. area to demonstrate at or in a local Catholic church. Last week, as the pro-life elderly woman recovered from a gunshot wound she received while practicing her First Amendment right, the FBI under the orders of Merrick Garland's Department of Justice reportedly sent 25 to 30 armed agents to apprehend Catholic pro-life activist Mark Haug for allegedly shoving a Planned Parenthood escort.